Improve by observing, acting, and receiving feedback. If you've ever tried Tetris, the goal is to move colorful shapes made of four blocks to form horizontal lines. Each completed line earns you points. But beyond the game's fun, Tetris teaches us something profound about how we naturally learn and get better at skills. In 1984, Alexei Pajitnov, a Soviet computer scientist, created Tetris. Initially shared via floppy disks, it gained immense popularity in the Soviet Union and worldwide. For two decades, players aimed to reach the game's top score of 999,999 points. In 2009, after years of practice, Harry Hong became the first person in 25 years to achieve this milestone. In 2020, Joseph Saley amazed the Tetris community by achieving the maximum score 12 times during a single tournament, joined by 40 others who also reached this achievement. Three significant changes have occurred. From 2009 to 2020, our Tetris skills skyrocketed. Three major changes have occurred. First, with the rise of YouTube, top Tetris players found a new way to showcase their record-breaking performances. Before online video sharing became popular, players used Twin Galaxies, a database for video game records. Twin Galaxies would publish the best scores online, but it only provided written results. YouTube changed the game by allowing players to directly upload videos of their record-setting matches. This meant anyone could watch champions in action, seeing both their strategies and final results firsthand. Live streams connected top Tetris players worldwide, sharing tactics, hacks, and even hand movement techniques with a global community of enthusiasts. Second, as live streaming of video game performances gained popularity, top players found a new reason to practice even harder. They spent countless hours playing and broadcasting their gameplay to attract more viewers and fans. Third, the popularity of Tetris spawned online video footage and forums. These platforms formed a database of specialized Tetris information. Even top players benefited from this shared knowledge. For instance, many top Tetris players learned about a maneuver called a T-spin from online sources. It involves rotating the T-shaped block in a specific way. Now, even beginners know about this strategy. The three keys to improving anything. These factors are essential for getting better at anything. Observe, practice, and receive feedback. First, learning by observing experts is highly effective. Tetris players significantly improved their skills by watching expert players and understanding their strategies. Second, to get better at something, you have to keep doing it repeatedly. Just like champion Tetris players who live stream their games, practicing for hours and hours helps them improve. Finally, players enhance their Tetris skills using feedback from YouTube comments and online forums. This feedback helps them learn new techniques and play styles, making their gameplay better over time. Harness the benefits of imitation for effective learning and adaptation. You can conduct an experiment. Following are some words that will show you a series of letters. Don't write them down. Just try to remember them. After they're shown, close your eyes and repeat them in order. NUHFLBSAI. Your turn, how did you do? Was it harder than you expected? Try it again. That is essential for confident, flexible individuals in a complex world. Instead of all the letters at once, you should rearrange them into three smaller groups. FBINHLUSA. Your turn, that was easier, right? Humans are great at remembering things, but our working memory is like a desk, it can only handle a few items at a time. When new information comes in, it needs to be filed away in our memory cabinet. It's much easier if we can organize these items into folders on the desk. This is why turning random letters into familiar acronyms made them easier to remember. It's like sorting papers into labeled folders. Our brain naturally does this by finding patterns or categories in information. Discover hidden rules in math problems. Students in the 1980s took part in a math experiment by psychologist John Sweller. They were given a series of math problems, all following a similar rule. Although the problems themselves were not too hard, Sweller noticed something troubling. Very few students figured out the rule that connected all the problems after they finished the series. Sweller proposed that when students try to solve problems, their working memory can only handle so much information at once. As they focus on finding a solution, their working memory gets overloaded. This leaves them unable to recognize the patterns needed to understand the underlying method. In simpler terms, their brains are so busy with the immediate task that they don't have room to absorb and remember the general rules or patterns involved in solving similar problems. Traditional versus discovery learning. Sweller conducted another test. One group of students received algebra problems to solve using traditional methods. Discovery learning, where students figure things out on their own, is thought to be the best way to learn. Sweller provided one group with problems to solve without any guidance. To the second group, he gave work examples with step-by-step instructions for solving the same problems. After both groups finished, he presented them with a new set of entirely different problems. None of the students who learned by doing could solve the new problems, while 75% of those who learned by copying could. Yes and no. When you're starting to learn a new skill, copying can be more effective than trying to figure it out on your own. It helps you understand how things work faster. As you get better, though, switching to discovery learning is important. It helps you deepen your skills and really understand what you're doing. Imagine learning something new like organizing a messy desk full of papers. Copying an expert is like seeing how to sort everything into folders, making sense of all the information. Practical ways to use copying for learning. Here are four ways you can use copying to enhance your learning. First, start by finding examples that show how to solve problems, not just the problems themselves. These examples will help you understand useful patterns quickly. Second, organize confusing content to simplify learning. Use plain English definitions alongside key terms to reduce cognitive load. This approach enhances comprehension and makes studying more efficient. Third, before starting to learn a new skill, first, break it down into smaller parts. Practice each part separately until you can do it well. Fourth, as you gain expertise, your ability to handle more complex information grows. Start with simple tasks and gradually add more challenging ones to improve your memory and skills over time. Utilize productivity for breakthrough achievements efficiently. Leonardo da Vinci and Pablo Picasso were both brilliant artists, but they had very different ways of working. Da Vinci created fewer than 24 paintings in his life, including famous ones like the Mona Lisa. In contrast, Picasso completed about 13,000 original paintings. So, if you're aiming for greatness in art, should you follow Da Vinci's methodical approach or Picasso's prolific style? Data shows that creatives, scholars, and entrepreneurs who work prolifically, like Picasso, tend to achieve more success than those who work meticulously, like Da Vinci. Having more output is more important than aiming for perfection. In other words, producing a lot often results in better quality work. Price's law, named after physicist Derek J. De Solla Price, shows that roughly half of the work in any academic field comes from a small group. For instance, in a field with 100 researchers, about 10 of them produce half of the research. Studies on scientists and neurosurgeons confirm that the most frequently cited papers are usually written by the most productive authors. Importance of productivity and creative success. Why is being productive so crucial for achieving success in creative endeavors? Creativity isn't just about spur-of-the-moment ideas. Like any skill, it improves with practice. Psychologist John Hayes studied 76 composers and found they practiced composing for about 10 years before creating anything famous. He also studied painters who needed around 6 years of concentrated practice before producing famous works. Should you emulate the work habits of Thomas Edison, who spent weeks in his lab to patent over 1,000 inventions? There are simpler ways to boost creativity without sacrificing work-life balance. Here are three strategies. First, to start, think like an assembly line worker. You can't predict when inspiration will hit, but parts of your creative tasks can be organized and automated. For instance, a scientist can simplify tasks like writing grants and preparing papers. This frees up more time for deep, creative thinking. Second, developing ideas fully before acting on them is crucial. For example, a novelist might have a great character idea but no plot. Pursuing such incomplete ideas wastes time. Wait until ideas are well formed to save time and boost productivity. Third, after winning a Nobel Prize, Nobel laureates often find themselves less productive. This happens because they spend more time dealing with media and public events instead of focusing on their creative work. To be more creative, you need to prioritize creative work over other tasks. Schedule dedicated time on your calendar for creative projects and avoid commitments that don't support your creative goals. learn to unlearn for effective growth. After a dominant win in his first major tournament by 12 strokes, quite a feat, Tiger Woods did something remarkable. He chose to change how he swung his golf club. For years, professional golfers believed that each player had a natural swing that could be improved but not completely redone. However, Woods' natural swing relied on a twisting hip movement that, if not corrected during the swing, affected his accuracy. After a year and a half of intense training, Woods returned to professional golf. Within a year, he won 8 tournaments and became the youngest golfer to achieve a career Grand Slam. Additionally, Woods has made significant swing changes 3 more times since then. Tiger Woods teaches us how important it is to improve performance using feedback. He shows that elite performers not only learn from feedback but also use it to change or improve their skills and strategies, even ones that worked well in the past. Why unlearning matters. You should unlearn because it prevents skills from becoming automatic habits. Tiger Woods, for instance, continually improves his golf swing by unpacking and refining his ingrained skills. Unlearning helps you avoid falling into a common trap called functional fixedness, a term coined by psychologist Carl Duncker. It means seeing an object in one way, which can limit your ability to imagine other potential uses for it. In an experiment, Duncker gave one group empty matchboxes, tacks, and candles, asking them to mount the candles on a wall. They used the matchboxes as shelves. Another group got matchboxes filled with tacks and candles, but they struggled. They only saw the matchboxes as containers, not as potential shelves. This shows how learning to see things one way can prevent you from realizing their full potential. Effective strategies for unlearning. To improve, you must confront and correct flaws in your understanding and skills. It can be uncomfortable and may lead to a period of lower performance before you see progress. However, it's the best way to maintain an elite level of expertise once you achieve it. Here are 3 ways to begin unlearning. Start by setting new rules to change old habits. When you've been doing something the same way for a long time, your brain gets used to it. It's hard to try a new approach. By placing limits on how you do things. For example, trying to write an essay without using adverbs, or painting a picture without using the color red, helps your brain think in new ways. To unlearn effectively, you need to practice a skill while also evaluating how you're doing. This requires a lot of mental focus. Having a coach to watch your performance and give you advice in real time can help. With their feedback, you can concentrate fully on improving your performance. Instead of starting from scratch, you can enhance your skills by building on what you already know. If your skills have a strong foundation, focus on improving them instead of completely changing everything. Key points. 1. Observe, practice, and use feedback to master any skill over time. 2. Learn faster by watching experts, repeating tasks, and organizing feedback. 3. Break complex tasks into smaller parts to make learning easier and faster. 4. Copying examples first helps build understanding before exploring on your own. 5. Practice often and focus on quantity to improve creativity and quality. 6. Unlearn old habits by challenging routines and building on strong foundations. 7. Use structured methods to adapt and grow in a changing world.